Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Come on, Ricky. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach.
Add muscle to your glyphosate burndown with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Oh, and Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Cattle producers gathering for the 62nd annual convention trade show, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Hearing from Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center about where we are right now in this cattle business. Remarkable situation. We are basically double cattle price levels compared to the 5-year average, especially when you start talking about calf prices in this country, according to Jim Robb. He told cattle producers that if you go back to the end of the recession of about 4 or 5 years ago, that you see a very interesting pattern for beef demand in this country.
The only meat, animal-based protein that can say that it's consistently gained ground since the bottom of the recession is beef. Pork can't say that. Chicken can't say that. Turkey can't say that. Lamb can't say that. Fish can't say that. Eggs can't say that. It's pretty amazing. Let's look at the first quarter of this year, and we talked about that. The real slowdown in the U.S. economy, the worst winter weather, restaurants pulling in their horns, and beef demand absolutely did not decline. It held together. And the second quarter of this year, it gained ground and gained momentum through the quarter. We don't have all the data yet, but it's pretty clear that the demand profile actually improved in the second quarter for your product, your end product.
And Jim Robb says the evidence seems to be there that beef demand is really tied more closely to the economy than any other meat protein, and that if we have a downturn in the economy anytime soon, that's when we'll see a slip in beef demand, probably beef to be hit harder than demand for pork or for poultry. Jim Robb at this year's OCA Cattle Industry Convention. Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, had the chance to visit with Jason Weller of the Natural Resource Conservation Service when he was in Oklahoma recently for a dam rehabilitation announcement. And he indicated that Weller was rather cautious in talking with him about the Waters of the U.S. proposal from EPA.
He was very cautious in his comments to me. He understands the reason that I and the rest of rural America are so sensitive about this EPA proposal. Just very cautious is the way I would respond to that, Ron. But this is an area where we can't just try to make the best do of the situation. We have to do something about this rural proposal. There's a piece of language that's passed out of a committee in the House to try and essentially overturn it from the Transportation Infrastructure Committee, their primary jurisdiction. Whether it's that or riders on appropriation bills, we have to do something about this. When you take away, in effect, the phrase navigable for all practical purposes from the definition of what waters the EPA has control over, then that really gives them the ability to supersede states and reach out and touch everyone, all the way back to the drip off the barn, and that is scary, Ron, especially with this present leadership at the EPA and the senior levels.
Frank Lucas on Waters of the U.S. You've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014 live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle, all told, on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you. That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.